And then when you're talking about the Orioles prospects over the years, we're going to talk about Chris Tillman, and you've been talking about Tillman for a long time, and certainly Kevin Gausman. But look at the back end of the Orioles bullpen, some major prospects who maybe couldn't make it as starters, but Tommy Hunter and Zach Britton, who's a top Baseball America 30 guy, and Andrew Miller, who was a super-duper Baseball America prospect. Hard to beat those three guys right now. And that, you know, to me, these are the best two bullpens in baseball.
Yeah, and, you know, I agree to the best two bullpens. I do think that Buck Showalter has shown a defter touch with his bullpen than
Ned
Yost has. He's fantastic with it. And Ned Yost, you know, the inning to get to the Royals is the sixth. Because 7, 8, 9, they have it set up Herrera, Davis, and Greg Holland. But they don't have a quote-unquote sixth-inning guy. And Ned Yost has really waffled on how he's used it. He's really botched some games in the sixth inning. You just see in the division series against the Detroit, that's not going to happen with Buck Showalter. But, I mean, how ironic was it that Andrew Miller facing Miguel Cabrera a couple times? You know, Andrew Miller was the key piece the Marlins got back, along with Cameron Maben, in that Miguel Cabrera trade. Mm-hmm. So only Miguel Cabrera worked out in that trade. Dontrell Willis didn't work out for Detroit. He just fell apart. Cameron Maben has never become a star, and same thing with Andrew Miller. But he has become a tremendous bullpen guy. And you know, it's really funny. In 2006, it was between Andrew Miller and Tim Lincecum for our College Player of the Year. And we gave it to Miller mostly because North Carolina went to the College World Series that year, and Washington didn't even make regional play in Lincecum's junior season. So while Lincecum had better strikeout numbers, it was a little bit more dominant. Miller did it with more pressure, and so we gave the award to Miller. He's never quite lived up to that. I always thought that he'd be a starting pitcher because his fastball was just so dirty, but he just didn't command it enough. But as a relief pitcher, I mean, he's just so lights out. He was the perfect piece for Baltimore because he gave them that strikeout dimension. That really Hunter, obviously O'Day, Britton, they can get a strikeout, but you would not call those guys strikeout pitchers. And Miller has brought that extra dimension. And when he was facing Cabrera, you saw back to that trade where Cabrera has been worth everything that, you know, the Tigers gave up, plenty. But in that matchup, Miller was able to get the best of it.
Final 30 seconds here, John. Fill us in on Yordano Ventura, who the Orioles have seen this year, and he was filthy. We've seen him, obviously, in the postseason. And Danny Duffy, those two guys, were they on the radar coming into this season?
Yeah, they were the two. They're two of their best homegrown arms. Certainly, the two that have panned out, and really the first starting pitchers that Dayton Moore has developed since he took over in 2006 as their GM. And Ventura always had the rap of a 6'5", 5'11" Dominican right-hander. And most of those guys, I guess I'm profiling here, but most of those guys wound up in the bullpen. But Ventura has shown shocking pitchability for a guy with that kind of arm. He's every bit of 97 to 100 miles an hour as a starter. He's electric. And Danny Duffy out of Lompoc, California, was a third-round pick. I love that guy in high school. He's had some injury issues. He quit the game at one point for the Royals because he said he lost his love of the game. So he's been through some trials and tribulations. So just personally, I'm just really happy for him to have had the success that he had this year because he did not have an easy road to the big leagues, and he's become a really good fourth starter for them.
Yeah, he has. It will be interesting to see how the rotation for both clubs lines up, but I imagine it will be pretty close to Shields, Ventura, and then I guess Vargas Guthrie, or maybe Duffy makes it. I don't know, but it will be interesting to see how it shakes down for them.
Yeah, I imagine they'll go with the veteran Guthrie. I think it really just depends on how the matchups go early for them. But clearly, they trust Jason Vargas. They spent $32 million on him. I think he's better in Royal Stadium because he's a fly ball pitcher. But yeah, they're very intriguing matchups, and I still give the edge to Baltimore, not just because of Buck Showalter. Their power is a separating factor, and it's power in the bullpen that Kansas City could match, the power at the plate with Nelson Cruz and those guys. I think that's a separator for Baltimore. So to me, they're the favorite in this series.
Really fun series. I think it's going to be a really, really fun series. John Manuel, the editor-in-chief of Baseball America. John, go enjoy this one, and we'll catch up hopefully next week.
Thanks, Brett. Great talking to you. I appreciate it.
That's John Manuel. Always a pleasure talking about the prospects that have bubbled up on both these rosters to play for a pennant in the American League.